Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Cedric Durst. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Milt Gaston. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Red Badgero. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. And now, play ball. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Metzler. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a fly ball towards right. Badgero settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Badgero. Oliver moves to third. Wurstler moves to second. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan strikes out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb strikes out. Two outs. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler takes first base on ball four. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Oliver strikes out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-1 in the game. Wurstler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Reagan hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Berry. Stewart moves to third. Blue moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stewart scores. Blue scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney fields the ball and throws to Gaston covering. Safe. Metzler moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress bunts towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to third for the out. Goslin moves to second. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Webb for the out. One out. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0-for-1 in the game. Durst bunts towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Durst moves to third. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-1 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. Durst scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sweeney. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0-for-1 in the game. Badgerow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Badgerow moves to third. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to home to get Badgerow. Stewart moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Metzler hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Farrell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 0-for-2 in the game. Worstler strikes out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Reagan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Durst hits a line drive towards short. Kress reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Badgero hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. Melillo moves to second. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miller hits a line drive towards third. Hale reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Milt Gaston. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock strikes out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 3 in the game. Wurstler strikes out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Reagan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Oliver goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Browns. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. George Smith now pitching. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Badgero hits a line drive for a triple. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Stewart hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Durst. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Badgero scores. It's 5-2, Browns. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Blue reaches second base with a double. Stewart scores. It's 6-2, Browns. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves pinch hits for Cedric Durst. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Reeves reaches second base with a double. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Miller reaches second base with a double. Reeves scores. It's 6-3, Browns. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sweeney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller tags and moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Heving pinch hits for George Smith. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.